You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. It is the most wonderful time of the year, and that means it's Bachelor in Paradise time. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello. Two years in the making.
Yes. How excited are you to have Bachelor in Paradise back on your television?
I know. And so soon, right after the Bachelorette, we're going into another Bachelorette nonstop until the end of the year.
Yeah, and then even after that, we probably won't have that long of a break between Michelle's season and the next Bachelor. So really, it's just all Bachelor all the time.
24/7.
Everyone's favorite show, Bachelor in Paradise. It's back, like you said, 2 years in the making with, I want to say 23 people is what I counted. It was a lot. I don't know if that's the accurate number, but it looked like that many.
I'm pretty sure it was 23, maybe 24 by the end.
Yeah, I was trying to keep up, and my Lord, we were expecting a lot of people. I don't know that I was expecting this many people right off the jump.
You didn't really see every introduction when they came down. All of a sudden, you saw a group of three girls, and we're like, oh, we didn't even see them walk down, so we weren't sure. So it was hard to keep track.
I wonder if, because we didn't get to a rose ceremony yet, I wonder if the people that got zero introduction, zero name on the screen are just the ones that clearly with the men having the roses, women are going to go home first. I'm like, well, I think we know who might not be picking up a rose.
Right. Now that you say that, I'm pretty sure they said it was 10 guys and 13 girls because three girls were going home. But I'm pretty sure it's 14 girls now because of Demi.
Yes. Demi was the big closer of the episode. That's a great point. And I guess we can get to her in a bit, but weird how they gave the bachelor slash bachelorette style intro to such a small number of the people that were coming on the show. And I figure either do them all, which, or at least maybe not all, but more than like six, or just don't do it all. And like, let's just get to the introductions because as David Spade said, let's reintroduce you to the people that you've already been introduced to 100 times.
Yeah. And I think it's also hard because we're so used to getting that beginning where we see everyone every week, like the Almost Paradise song with all the funny intros.
All right.
Like, we see them every week and they edit it according to who's still there. So we didn't get that at all. Obviously I think they're trying to make it so much different so you don't realize that Chris Harrison isn't there. So they kind of just got rid of that whole aspect. And, but we usually get to see who's there each week. So, I mean, we don't, but if you skip a week or something, you know, who's still there and what you're about to watch.
Yeah. And even though it's people that we quote unquote know, I was having a little bit of trouble following the bouncing ball with some of these people that we haven't seen in, you know, a year. And now all of a sudden it's, hey, we're not going to tell you who a couple of these people are. And I was pretty good with most of them. I was pretty proud of myself that I could identify almost everyone. But there were like three or four that would bounce. And I said, who is that again?
Who are you, Marissa?
Yes, exactly. Oh, right. It's Marissa, but Marissa. Gotcha. I remember you now, but it took...
I remembered her because there was a U in her name.
Exactly. And so like with Marissa and Mari, I started confusing them up and I'm thinking, okay, I shouldn't just be confused by M names. Like this is not probably a great start. And I haven't even been, you know, drinking Wells drinks all night. So I was a little concerned there. But for the majority, I think that I was able to remember who was who.
Well, it was funny because when Mari came down and she was trying to explain, they kind of had to explain like where you last saw them, basically. And she's like, you probably remember me for having a big butt and being tapped on the shoulder with a vibrator. And we're like, I don't think anyone remembers you as that person.
which gives
that's
you a little
you want to be remembered by.
Right. And it gives you a little bit of a view into how they saw their time on the show. Clearly she's been keeping it upstairs about, oh yeah, when I walked away, Matt was like, oh damn. Okay.
Yeah. That was it. That was one time.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I want to start with the host, and I don't know how much we're going to get of David Spade, but what did you think of David Spade, Bachelor in Paradise host?
Oh, I thought it was Dave Chappelle. It was David Spade.
What okay. a mess.
I'm a fan. He did fine, I think, as a host. Some of, you know, the jokes and commentary were funny, but when he was there greeting people, it kind of seemed that he was being forced to do it. Like it seemed a little forced. I think he did fine.
Fine. F for fine from Katie. I actually really liked him. I think they could have given him a little bit more of an introduction, not because people don't know who David Spade is, but I do think there's a large portion of people watching, you know, not the people in the weeds, maybe like you and me or the people listening to this, but the more casual viewer who is thinking, why the hell is David Spade hosting Bachelor, any Bachelor property? And I think it would have been good to almost give him an introduction the way they did some of these people at the front. Like, hey, he's a big Bachelor fan. He, you know, does these live Instagram or these Instagram stories throughout each episode. And I think that would have given it a little more context of all the people to pick, why David Spade.
I agree. Cause I think a lot of people, when it was first announced, people thought that it was so random. And I mean, I guess like it is kind of random, but when you think of the circumstances, like, but he is a huge Bachelor Nation guy. So I think you're right. If we had, or if everyone had that little, just like a snippet of why he's here and how, when he became a fan and why he likes it so much, I think it would have helped a lot of people understand why he's there.
Yeah. And I was talking to my sister over the weekend, who is one of those casual fans. And she's like, why would you have David Spade? And so then I did what the show didn't. And I explained it, and she said, oh, okay, well that makes sense. Like, yes, it would make sense, wouldn't it? If they actually explained it. But listen, I thought, I'm a David Spade fan. You know, some of his most ridiculous movies are some of my favorite movies that I grew up with. So the fact that he also is such a huge Bachelor fan, and, you know, I still to this day will occasionally get these weird looks, less so now than when we started this, of people who are like, you watch The Bachelor? And so to know, like, yeah, that's right, guys are allowed to watch this show.
And
crazy thought. And there are more of us out there than people like to admit. But it, listen, I thought he did a good job. And, you know, even right from the jump when he's like, I had to run here a mile. I was eating a taco and someone was like, nope, we got to go. And right to his intros, who you could tell this isn't a guy who just read the, like, here you go, here's who's coming down. Like, he knew these people and he knew them from,
like,
the show.
I understand why people like you or stuff like that, added, you know, things that as if you, well, he was a viewer. So, like, as if he were a viewer.
Yeah. And Abigail was, I think, the right person to start out with, because it clearly isn't 100%. Somebody, it isn't someone that he could or would want to sort of make fun of, like he would with, like, someone like Kelsey or Victoria. Yeah. And clearly she was a fan. So she's, you know, in her head already, but then, oh my God, I'm so starstruck. And it was, I think, this perfect combination, because then, like you said, his first reaction was like, oh, I get why people like her. And it eased him in. And she's just seemingly like the sweetest thing in the world. So let's start out with someone that we can all get behind and we all like, as opposed to if they would have started with like a Carl or a Victoria, like, and even Kenny, who is funny, but like, let's not lead with the naked.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Abigail just has no haters.
Right. I mean, how could you? I mean, she's like seemingly the
except for the people that say she's too good for this franchise, which she is. But
hey, listen, it's
no actual haters.
Yeah, I mean that's an eye of the beholder type thing. Whatever. If she feels like she wants to find love in Bachelor Nation, we're happy to have her. And if you watch the scenes from, she's going to be in the middle of some drama. So like, we'll get there. But actually, while we're talking about Abigail, let's talk about Abigail. We finally, what seemed like 5 hours into the episode, got a date card. You know, yeah. That's the only other thing that I think I would have liked to seen from this episode is like, let's get these people off.
Let's get these people off.
Let's get these people out to a date. And yeah, doing things as opposed to just like huddled over here, huddled over there.
Yeah, girl groups and guy groups and not talking to anyone about relationships yet.
Yeah, you know, like making out. No boys allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls can kick rocks. You know, they've got to come to earn their rose. Like, yeah. Bro, please, you're not helping your case any. So Abigail finally gets the first date card. And she takes Noah.
That was a surprising, like, first, because they were immediately, like, to each other. It wasn't like she went after him first. Like, he came in and was like, oh, Abigail, like, that's who I'm going to talk to first. Like, so it was kind of immediate on both ends, which is, I feel, kind of rare sometimes in these, especially the Paradise situation. But yeah, they seem to hit it off. I wouldn't have picked Noah for her out of Bachelor Nation, quote unquote, rejects, that we say, but,
former contestants.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, they seem to hit it off on the date. It was definitely one of like, kind of like an awkward, let's kind of get to know each other date, but there could be something there.
Yeah. And considering that of all the women there, like she might be number two most mentioned behind Serena, it was to me a little surprising that like, listen, Noah's a good looking dude, fine, but he didn't exactly leave his season with the most positive fanfare. You know, it was all the stuff with Bennett and, you know, just.
But it also could have been a lot worse.
It could have absolutely been a lot worse, as we saw with the other side of that back and forth with Bennett. I totally agree. I don't know. Just it was so weird for me to see Noah, who was like this polarizing figure. And even if you weren't Team Bennett, when who could be, like, I don't even know those other people were like Team Noah for that matter. I don't know. It just to see someone so polarizing be the first match for someone who is the opposite of polarizing was just really bizarre to me.
Yeah, it was. I totally agree with that.
And they're sitting down and talking, and he's seemingly doing everything in his power, unintentionally, mind you, to just torpedo this date.
Yeah.
And could he have made this any more awkward?
Yeah, he definitely didn't make it easier, for sure.
Because she's just trying to explain, hey, this is how I am, you know, when I date someone. You know, things move a little slower. And he's like, you mean physically? I don't know if I can get down with that.
Yeah.
And she's like,
hello, dude.
Yeah, like, okay, no, I'm just trying. Okay, you know, I do friend zone a lot of people. Whoa, that means I'm going to be the friends. She's not accusing you of anything.
She's actually not saying anything about you. So.
Right. It's like it literally just her saying how she deals with relationships. This isn't all about Noah yet. We'll get there. Yeah. And he seems to figure out, oh, wait, I think I'm screwing this up. And he doesn't say as much because he seems to, at least in the moments, more talking about like, oh yeah, things are going fine. We've got to.
Yeah.
And even as he tries to turn it around, he's screwing it up of like, enough of this serious talk. We're like, okay.
And this is, that's the point that you're there for. Like to have serious talk.
And so instead it's like, let's talk about how great you are, which I'm fine with, you know, yeah. And then let's bash some pinatas. Fine.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fun. Like she seemed to have a good time. She was laughing a lot and she seemed really into it. And they had a great kiss. Like there was definitely attraction there, passion there. I mean, as much as you can have on a like the day you got there, you have to go out. But
yeah, and he was pretty clear. I'm getting out of the friend zone. Went in for the kiss, and from there, all of a sudden, oh, this is the greatest date ever. But I'm like, just thinking to myself, I don't know if you guys missed the first half or three quarters of this date, but okay.
What was accomplished here?
Yeah. But you're right. She seemed like she was having a good time, and ultimately all's well that ends well, I suppose. But it also ended in, I bet we're the first kiss in paradise.
That was the best editing part of the episode.
Perfect. And to then cut to not only seemingly 90% of the people making out, but then
it was five more couples.
Yeah. But then on top of it, each one of those couples saying, oh, we got the first kiss in paradise.
That was some great, that was funny editing there.
I need in the after show actual confirmation of who gets the prize of first kiss in paradise. We need to see the actual footage. Yes, exactly. We need the timed footage. Like, no, this is the actual first kiss in paradise.
Yeah.
I think what we're missing in paradise is those sort of awards. And we need different superlatives each season to go along. And I'm not saying we need to change, you know, listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It doesn't mean you can't add some things to it. Mm-hmm. And so I think along the way, as we're having comedians and musicians in here as guest hosts, I don't think it'd be so bad to just out of the blue be like, oh, and by the way, longest makeout session in the last 3 years or whatever goes to, and then embarrass them in front of everyone. I just think that adds a...
That would be a great addition.
See? So as we know that the folks from ABC listen to this show, being the biggest Bachelor podcast on the Odyssey Network, we'd like to just say, you can have this idea. You don't even need to send a check. You don't even need to credit us. We're just here to make the show for free. Better. That's it. We just want the show to be even better. That's all. That's why we're here.
Yep.
So they're the first official couple, I guess, even though I don't know how long they are for this show as a couple.
Unfortunately, we don't have timestamps. So
no.
I guess the first official couple that was sealed with a date card.
Correct. Exactly.
You can call it that.
And I'm hoping as we go forward, we get more than one date card, or I guess this one and a half, because Demi at the like very end is walking in with one. But I'm hoping we get more to the like, let's have two or three in an episode. And next week, we actually have two episodes, I think, Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So then we really need to ramp this up because we're going to have 23.
Is it starting next week? I think each week is two.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it's starting. So we can finally get a little bit more movement here because, like you said, 23 going on 24 people. And then a lot more that we see in the credits that aren't there yet. So
yeah,
we're going to need to move things along. I think the other big storyline that we saw, and it was sort of two people that ended up being the same storyline, that's Serena and that's Joe. Mm-hmm. And obviously from very different worlds, pointed out when they were together. And I don't think I remember just how young she was.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
And I know we talked about it at the time, but it just, obviously we're a bit removed. So when she's sitting there talking to him, they make a very clear that he's 35. Because that's ancient. So old. It's ancient in Bachelor universe. So for them to sit down together and, you know, talk about their age and, oh my God, you're 35. And she reacted like it was the most shocking news she's ever heard in her life.
Yeah. I mean, even in in Bachelor world, like that's pretty old, let alone Kenny, who's 40.
Oh, how is he even allowed on the beach?
Seriously.
Oh, ARP members are not allowed. I should know. I tried to get on that beach and they said, no, Ryan, you're too old.
Yeah, I did not remember she was 23. Like, she's only been drinking legally for 2 years.
She is a baby.
But I mean, I think she's definitely one of the most probably mature women there, definitely. Yeah. I think if they want to make it work, that it would work. But he was definitely in his head. He's so awkward. I don't think I remember him being that awkward, or if it was like Kendall was kind of awkward too. So I feel like maybe they just balanced each other out, but I don't think I remember him being that awkward. Like the whole Toronto thing was like painful. But she, I don't know. She liked it.
She did. And everybody seemed to like her, and that's not difficult to see. Or understand. I mean, obviously she's gorgeous and she's fun. She is trying early on to say like no drama, and she seems like she's just she plays the part of she walks the walk, if you will. Like she says like, oh, we're here to have fun and no drama, and then she seemingly is like a super fun girl. Yeah. And I do worry though with Joe, especially once we get into the Kendall stuff more, the combination of like every guy wants Serena and then Joe still in his head about Kendall and then has to worry about Kendall. Like that just seems to me like it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. I mean, he'd have to be pretty sure about her to endure all that.
Because if my memory serves, when him and Kendall got together, I know there was a little bit of, they had some issues with one didn't want to commit. And then, so they broke up and then they're back together, but then they're together for almost 2 years. But that's probably why we didn't really see his awkwardness, if you will, is because they were just paired up and then they were just a thing.
There wasn't too much back and forth with that relationship. It was just them. Like it was always them.
We see him off by himself, pondering life. And what did you think in the moment? And he has his first conversation with Serena. What did you take of his comment of talking with her was just like talking with Kendall?
Good and bad. It depends why you're saying that. Good because that's what it was, a good relationship and for 2 years, and then it ended up being a mutual, the futures didn't align or whatever he said. But it could be bad because now you're just comparing everything to Kendall, and that never ends well for anyone. Can't compare a new relationship to an old one.
Right. And
I think everyone always does at some point, like it, with a new relationship, but you can't start it off like that because it's a recipe for disgust.
Yeah. And usually when a normal person does it, you're not saying it into camera for them to watch back in, you know, 2 or 3 months.
It's not being recorded.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Some way they leave this together. And then she watches that back and she's like, wait, am I just Kendall 2.0 to you?
Right.
Or am I Serena, the 23-year-old that you're now lucky enough to be dating?
Yeah, I couldn't tell how he was portraying it. It could have been a good way. It could have been felt so comfortable and safe with Kendall, and we had such a good relationship. And I think that's what Serena and I are going to have. Just trying, you shouldn't compare because.
Yeah. Were there any other immediate couples that you liked, disliked?
I think Tammy and Aaron seem pretty good together. they kind of had some, like a kind of a similar path on the shows that they were on. Tajwan and Trey, that was weird.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
But I don't know, they seem both into it. So if you can get over the whole uncle thing.
Yeah, well, the whole uncle thing is not exactly something I think you can just say is, brush it off. So yeah,
you shouldn't, don't compare it on camera.
And that's another example of people who immediately were drawn to the other. And part of it was that they knew each other. But could you ever, in your wildest dreams, date someone and then date their nephew?
No. Nope.
I mean.
No.
You don't, I guess, want to just turn someone away, sight unseen, but that's, if God forbid it were to go beyond paradise where you're actually dating and you go to family functions, be like, oh, there's that dude you dated, my uncle.
Yeah, no, I don't know how you just quote unquote get over that. I mean, it seems like it was a one date thing, and I feel like they probably kissed at the end of the date, and then that was kind of it. But I don't think it was a relationship, because that would have been weird. But you still kissed his uncle. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, those magical words that every man loves to hear. You're a better kisser than your uncle.
Ew, I cringe.
Yes, finally, the words that I always wanted a woman to say to me, and now I know that it's true love, because I'm a better kisser than my uncle.
Hmm.
Wonderful. Just so great. I was kind of, at first, I was like, Kenny, put some clothes on. I've had enough.
Yeah.
However, the fact that he stuck with it through the entire first day,
mm-hmm,
was just shocking to me, because, and I give him props because, and I agree with him, by the way, I'm the same age as him, look nothing like that, but would, and I've said it a million times over, I will say it right here again, if I looked like that, I would have the same exact thought process that he was. He's like, why am I going to hide it? Like, I put the work in, and the world needs to see it. And I'm at work right now. If I look like him, I'd have to have some clothes on, but I would certainly not have a shirt on at any point.
Yeah.
I don't, even in the winter, I'd be like, oh, the heat's, it's a little hot in here, huh, guys?
Yeah.
And just walk around without a shirt.
I don't know if you missed the, he obviously did have a Speedo on. He wasn't naked. I don't know if you saw the mistake that in one scene, they forgot the black box.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. So, and it was still they still probably needed the black box for to be on TV, but they did miss it. Like, they're sitting and they have the black box, and then they go over to the girls, and then they span back to the group of guys, and they forgot the black box. And also you can see the wire for his mic.
Look at you.
Obviously it's clipped on to
something. What's in the box? It's clearly a Speedo.
I mean, I can see they probably definitely needed the box anyway, just because it's, ABC. But, he wasn't completely naked.
Whether completely naked, somewhat naked, for him to have the
Yeah, no, he fully stuck to it the entire time.
But then also to have the confidence in yourself, and I don't mean in how you look, because we are a family program here. I don't want to say it properly, but to have the confidence to make out with someone, that's just good for you. I mean, I guess, you know your own strengths and.
Yep.
A+. That's would not be an easy thing to do. So God bless.
Good for you, Kenny.
Yes. I mean, how many times have we seen people on these shows? And usually it's not till the bloopers, but like, cause I think even Matt did it more recently where they're like, yep, I'm not getting out of this hot tub yet.
Yeah.
And we're just going to stay here for a minute if that's okay with everyone. And
exactly.
So if you can do that on a day bed, bravo, my friend. Bravo.
Good for you, Kenny.
Good for you indeed. And I think this is the obvious question and answer. Who do we need less of? Like, who needs to just go right away?
I mean, we always have Victoria.
Yes. By the way, there is a right and wrong answer, and that is one of the right answers.
Yeah, so we learned that the queen is dead, and now it's a blonde goddess.
Ugh.
So she's, I mean, we didn't get a ton of her last night, which, you know, we are okay with.
Yes.
But I feel she'll probably be around for
Who's going to give her a rose, though?
Yeah, I don't know. She's going to be one of those type that I think kind of forms an alliance. And is like, you know, I'll pick you and you pick me. I can see that happening. Yeah, I mean, no one else was, I think, annoying.
I mean, Carled it up right from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, Carl's just, that should just go without saying.
Hey, everything he says is just full of crap. I mean, for him to be like, Yo, yeah, oh, it's okay. My shoes are waterproof. Oh, no, they're not. Ha ha, I was just saying that.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, I have a name. I'm not going to tell you, though.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, that should have just gone without saying that he needs to probably go.
Victoria's awful, and she has a shtick, and I don't think we have any use for it. I don't need it on the show. I don't need it on any of these shows. But at least it's a shtick. She sticks with it. Like, I don't think that's how she actually is. I think she just uses that to get on television.
I agree.
I have a feeling this is just who he is. Mm-hmm. And how, like, if this were real life and we were on the beach and he would still show up in his shoes, he would have had that exact same conversation of like, it's cool, they're waterproof. Oh, no, they're not. Oh,
kidding.
I'm so funny.
I mean, other than that, they're, I mean, I like Kelsey, but like she was a little annoying with the whole, like, no one's talking to me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like she hasn't formed a connection yet, but.
She hasn't really done anything to help her cause.
She hasn't tried. So.
Exactly.
So that was, I think, a little annoying, but I'm a fan of her. So I hope that she can. That she starts talking to someone, anyone.
Use your words, Kelsey. It's fine. Even if you need to play into the champagne thing, like, just go talk to people. And I understand the idea of not wanting to feel like, oh, we have to work for it, as Brendan of all people said. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has a slip. Fine. So I get that, not wanting to have to perform. But you're allowed to go and initiate a conversation. That is not a big deal.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay on a dating show to go and talk to people. It's allowed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as bad as the guys were about broing it out, like the girls sitting back and saying, no, they need to pursue us is not any better.
Right. The same thing.
For the most part, it seemed like people were getting along. There wasn't a lot of drama. Even with Victoria in the middle of everything, she hadn't quite, you know, thrown the grenade that I'm sure she's waiting for. But of course, we can't have paradise without somebody to cause drama. So as we talked about before, what do they light the fuse with at the end?
Enter Demi.
That's it. She's there. She's ready. I mean, she even gives it to Spade right away, be like, hey, Joe Dirt. So she's like, clearly already to roll. And she has a date card, and she's basically there for one reason, and that's just to cause havoc. And I do like the fact that, like we saw last time she was on the beach, she can, you would think, date and or get roses from a girl or a guy, which I do think representation matters, and it would be nice to have even more people who aren't so clear-cut, okay, girls to guys to girls.
Right.
Don't know that I need her, that sort of energy from her in the, like, I'm just here to steal boys and cause drama. Again, that's her character get on TV, and I get it.
Right. And
but
I
maybe,
think,
like, dial it from 11.
She just knew she knew that's why she was being asked to come back.
Yes, exactly. You know, like, you have one job here. Go stir some stuff up, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't care if you find love. We prefer if you don't find love.
Seriously, we tried it once. We brought in somebody that you already had a relationship with. That didn't work. We did our part. Now exactly. Just stir stuff up and make good TV.
Exactly. Know your role.
Jeez. Oh, well, I mean, listen, I don't know if I missed any other stellar standouts from the show, from these 2 hours of quality television.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All I know is I'm excited that Bachelor in Paradise is back. I think that of all the things that we've been deprived of on an entertainment scale, I think this is right at the top, and it's good to have Paradise back. The beach is back.
Yes, the beach is back.
And so we will see now next week in two installments all of the drama that unfolds. Is there any drama in Bachelor Nation that wasn't happening on the beach?
No, there really wasn't. Katie and Blake are still making their rounds. Basically, they went to Canada and just making the rounds, I think, to family and friends. So they basically did a Instagram Live last night of they tried to do an Instagram Live and it didn't work. So they just did stories, but of them watching Bachelor in Paradise, which they had some pretty good commentary. Just that. And then JoJo and Jordan had to postpone their wedding twice because of COVID last year. So they finally reset another date for 2022.
Oh, geez.
So hopefully we will get a JoJo and Jordan wedding.
The longest engagement in the history of engagements.
Yeah. Where the two people are like happy with each other.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I'm sure there will be no Aaron Rodgers there, but, you know, let the question be. I mean, he didn't even want to show up to his own job. So I'm not sure that he wants to show up to his estranged brother's wedding, but
there you
know,
go.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's about it. It was kind of that lull week that of between Bachelorette and then Paradise starting right back up. It was just a lot of really teasing for Paradise.
I did see Katie mention, because someone had asked, like, oh, has Aunt Lindsay met with Blake yet, like, since the show? And she seemed to say that no, but that she will get it on video. So whenever they have their first, you know, meeting again, but now, like, listen, if there are no decisions to be made, I'm here, too bad. It will be recorded. So that will be quality content.
Yeah, she did share, I don't know if you saw it, like a text screenshot after the finale. And she was basically like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, but that wasn't really telling of anything. So.
Oh, well, listen, all the drama. That's it. All the drama is on the beach, and that's where we like it. Katie, as always, thank you for joining us and giving us your expertise.
Oh, thank you.
And we will see you guys next week.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.